You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Motif Mosaic with your host, Blessing. Although you can't see it right now, I'm waving at you and saying hi as I welcome you into this time that we're about to have together to listen into some cool tunes and talk about them and just hearing in my thoughts, my emotions, and all that I've learned and all that comes to mind as we listen into these songs that we're going to get into. One of the thoughts I was thinking about is how we can be so wary of what life gives us, what life throws at us. There's so many woes, there's so many things that go wrong, there's so many things that can just leave you so tired. And it reminds me that this world is not my home. It reminds me that I can't get comfortable in this world. Even if I tried, there's just something, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a war, or whether it's just these things that take away our peace and our joy in the Lord. But what reassures me is that we have a home, not in this world, but in the world to come. And we have this place that Christ has gone before us to prepare, that we may have a place with the Lord, that we may have this place where we can dine with the Lord, to know that my home is not on earth, but it is in heaven. And what makes a house a home? It's actually the people in the home. And so it's not just about this place that we're away from the world and things seem perfect, but rather who we're going to be with in that perfect house that makes it a home, to know that we're going to be with God face to face. We're going to be able to see Him and to experience His glory in fullness. Right now, we are not really experiencing the full thing. It's but a dim reflection in a mirror, as Paul says to the church in Corinth, that one day we're going to see face to face. We're going to be able to rejoice fully with a greater understanding of God's glory and who He is. So, even though right now life is mundane, life is boring, we know that the eternity to come is such a beautiful thing. And this next song that we're starting off with is Home by Sunday, who reassures us and sings that one day we will be at home with God in heaven. We'll be able to rest, we'll be able to rejoice, we'll be able to sing praise unto God and to live life fully perfect as He has called us to. So we continue to have this hope, and we continue to know that we must be preparing for this next home that is to come, for us not to get our roots so bound up in this world, but let us continue to look forward and continue to hope in this home that we are to receive in the future.
One day you wipe my tears away, and I sing, holy is the Lord, again and again. Trials, no more pain. God, I will live from the words You say. Your presence changes all my desires. Lord, take my heart and set me on fire. Your presence changes all my desires. Lord, take my heart and set me on fire. One day I will be at home and dwell with God in heaven. I'll rest my head and sing my song. His blood has got me covered. One day I will be at home and dwell with God in heaven. I'll rest my head and sing my song. His blood has got me.
When I walk down those streets of gold, I will be glad the pain was worth it all alone. You're glorious, O King of Kings.
His blood has got me covered.
down with God in heaven. I rest my head and sing my song. His blood has got me covered. One day I will be at home and dwell with God in heaven. I rest my head and sing my song. His blood.
God is very personal. The Bible says that God knows the number of hairs that are on our head. He knows what you like. He knows what you do not like. He knows your favorite color. He knows everything about you. And it's so beautiful to know that God loves each and every one of us personally. You know, He loves everyone. But I don't think it necessarily looks the same for each and every one of us because we're all so very different as people with our own personalities and the things that just set us apart. But despite that, God has made it such that He loves each and every one of us with the minor details that are in our lives. And the thing about it is that God's salvation isn't just a universal thing, but it is also a personal thing. I'm sure a lot of people use the term to say that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. You know, emphasis on personal. That it's in my own life that I know that Christ has died for me, to know that God, as it says in the Bible, that for God so loved the world, God so loved you that He sent His Son to die for your sins. Even if it was only for your salvation, out of the billions of people that have lived upon this earth, Christ would still go on the cross for you. And, you know, I think about how in the story of Lazarus, Jesus calls Lazarus out by name. And as Jesus calls him, he comes back to life. And I think when we look at salvation as a personal matter, it's a similar thing that Jesus has called each and every one of us individually. And as we answer this call, we're brought from death to life. You know, we're brought out of this kingdom of darkness and we're brought into His kingdom of light. So the next song is Jesus Called My Name by Zonti.
Escapism, I was trying to kill the pain, yeah. I was disassociated from the world around me. Feeling like I'm isolated, sick of my surroundings. Staring at the ceiling, God, I hope you hear me. I just wanna feel you near me and see you clearly. I tried it on my own way, I hated how it felt. I kept on breaking your heart cause I was doing it by myself. But you saying that you choose me and you love me anyway. And I'll never be the same cause you called
freedom
my
from my chains and healing from my pain. Everything's been changed, cause Jesus called my name. Freedom from my chains and healing from my pain. Everything's been changed, cause Jesus called my name.
And I was lost, but now I'm
If you've ever been to a nativity play, you know that there's two characters mainly involved, or apart from Jesus and maybe the wise men and the angels, but Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents here on earth. And the next song we're listening to is actually about their point of view, just what would have been going through their minds thinking about this miraculous, immaculate conception that Mary has, and just the controversy around it, to think that she was not even married yet, but now she has a baby, and Joseph has all these things that he has to tackle, and now taking care of his betrothed who's pregnant, and just all the rumors and all the things that go around it, and just all the things that might have been going on in their heads. But we see that in spite of all these things going on, God used them, because they still listened to what God told them to do. And by faith, God was able to use them and work through them. It's a very beautiful thing to know that God takes very ordinary people who are just willing to listen and obey to do very great things. And God is using a very messy situation, because I can think about the shame that Mary probably had, and all that Joseph had to bear in this marrying a girl who was already pregnant. It's very difficult. If I were to put myself in Joseph's shoes, I don't know how I would have handled it. But we see that God's grace working through the midst of this scandalous situation, God still receives the glory. And it's just a reminder for each and every one of us, you're not so much in the pit or in the mud that God can't use you. But even in your scandals, even in your brokenness, God can still use us. All it takes is that response in faith to say, "Yes, Lord, I am your servant," just as Mary did. So this is Mary and Joseph by Chris Renzema.
1, 2. Oh, Mary, Mary, did you ever think you'd carry the weight of the world? And the hands that formed it, hardly more than a child yourself. You'll need a little help. Well, Joseph, Joseph, those cards, don't you fold them. This hand that you've been dealt, and the hand you're holding, it's more than you bargained for. But don't go walking out that door. Cause she said, "Hold on, hold on, I know this sounds crazy." And he said, "You're still the one I want to marry. So hold on, hold on, cause I know this seems wild. It's a miracle falling in love, and this is a miracle, child." So Mary, Mary, the day you're getting married, and this isn't what you dreamed of. Walking down the aisle at 8 months, they'll never understand. This isn't what you planned. So Joseph, Joseph, these rumors, they get real rough. And the name that you defend, well, it's the name of real love. You couldn't see where this road led, but you believed her when she said, "Hold on, hold on, I know this sounds crazy." And he said, "You're still the one I wanna marry. So hold on, hold on, cause I know this seems wild. It's a miracle for
Mary, it's a lot that you've carried. This child, this Savior, and one another, this miracle, this love, this miracle, this love, a miracle, your love, this miracle, this love.
How often do you think about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for you? Because when I do so, I just think about salvation. At times I think about perhaps the scene from The Passion of Christ, thinking about how Jesus suffered, being whipped, being scorned, being abandoned. All for my sake, God came down to bear my shame and to take away the punishment that was supposed to be for my sins. He took it upon himself. And when I just think about the great cost of salvation, there's really nothing that I could pay on my own. And it just leaves me in this place of being so humbled and being so grateful as I think about the Lord and what he has done for me. And then I think about the other side of the coin, that just as the Lord paid for my sins, he has lifted me up. He has placed me so much by his grace and mercies in what he has done for me in Christ Jesus. When I just take that time to think, wow, Lord, you have done so many great things for me. You have changed me. You know, you have set my foot upon the rock. You have taken away the insecurities and you've given me a new identity. And we just see how God is so faithful in our lives, in the big things, in the small things, providing for us our daily bread, meeting our needs, and even granting those big things that without faith, we wouldn't have been able to think they were possible. And we see, as we think about the Lord, there's just a thanksgiving and a joy that comes in our hearts because God has done something for each and every one of us. At the very least, salvation. And salvation itself is not something that is small and can be taken lightly. So the next song is When I Think About the Lord. So may you continue to think about the Lord and what he has done for each and every one of us and what it means and just the great cost of what the Lord has done for each and every one of us to bless us in our lives.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up, turned me around, how he set my feet on solid ground, you wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about
Jesus, Lord, you're worthy. the praise.
Verse that I enjoy in the Bible that helps me in my day-to-day life is from James, where he says, "Count it with all joy when you meet troubles of various kinds." And it's a great comfort to know that it's troubles of various kinds. It may mean something great or something small. It may mean if I can't find my sock in the morning and I'm running late, I can count it with joy that I have this trouble that is before me. Or if it's a terminal illness in a loved one, I can still count it all with joy as I look to the Lord. We all go through certain trials and just different things in our very lives. And the next song that we're listening to was actually written during a time where there was a trial, where there seemed to be a trouble that was so great for those who were writing the song. And the next song we're listening to is Raise a Hallelujah, composed by the people at Bethel Music. And just the story behind the song goes like this, as I'll just read out the quote for us. "When we wrote this song, it was simply a prayer for God to heal a little boy who was in a fight for his life." And when you know what the song is about to say next, Raise a Hallelujah, it's actually a song of praise unto God. In those times where there seems to be darkness all around us, in those times where there just seems to be nothing going right, in this case, a terminal illness for a little boy, they were able to still praise God and count it with joy. Are we always able to count it with joy when we see troubles in our lives? Are we still able to raise a hallelujah in the midst of the things going terribly wrong in our own life situations? Because that's what God is calling us to do. You know, as we withstand these tests, as we withstand these trials, we know that through it, God is refining us. Through it, God is making us stronger in our faith. And through it, He's even reforming us into the image of Christ Jesus and making us more and more like Jesus Christ and how He wants us to be. So this is Raise a Hallelujah. Whatever trial it is that you're going through, whatever trouble it is that you're going through, do not forget to raise your hallelujah unto the Lord and give Him praise and thanksgiving always. So there's a story in the first five books of the Bible, in Exodus to be exact. It's when the Israelites have finally started their journey out of Egypt, and they get to this point where they have a sea that is before them, and they have Pharaoh's armies trying to come and get them back into slavery, and they don't know what to do, and they start to ask Moses, "Have you brought us out here into the wilderness that we may die?" But Moses responds to them and tells them, "Be still, your God is fighting for you, and he's going to make a way for you. You just have to trust me, trust God, that he's going to make a way, even though there's an army behind us and a body of water that's too large for us to swim across. God is still working, and he's going to work in a miraculous way." And the thing is that when we're faced with situations where there seems to be no way out, there's a temptation, you know, there's a temptation to believe that God has abandoned us, to think that in those moments when we're suffering, in those moments where everything is just closing in and all the pressures of life are about to make us pop, God is absent or God has taken a step back. But the title of this next song is "I Am With You, Be Still." Are we able to be still in those moments where there's this pressure coming from everywhere and trust to know that God is with us? God is there and he's making a way even in ways that we do not see. Are we able to trust and know that our Lord Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, that he is God with us, that God has given us his Spirit who's working within us, who's going to lead us and give us wisdom out of the way, or God will provide in a miraculous way, often beyond our own understanding? Are we able to trust and know that the Prince of Peace will give us peace in those storms that are in our lives? Because God does not leave you, whether it's in the good times or in the bad times, in the highs, in the lows, God is faithfully there, walking with you, holding your hand, and not letting you go. So this is "I Am With You, Be Still." Be reminded of God's peace in your lives.
Still, I
Thank you for listening to Motif Mosaic.